Truth and wisdom. Provision is in your purpose. Last week's message was called Favor Isn't Fair. Today's message is a follow-up titled Provision is in Your Purpose. What many may or may not realize is that the favor you receive from God in most cases is tied to your purpose in life. Ruth's purpose was to marry Boaz and to be the line to David. In order for this to happen, you must read the story of Ruth to see how God provided favor in her life. When you know your purpose, God says, "I'll leave stuff just laying around for you." If you don't allow people to manipulate you or control you and keep you from your purpose, you'll find your provision. Your provision is in your purpose. When you know your purpose, you will get to a stage in your life that God starts leaving you blessings. The first reaction you'll have is to tell others. God doesn't give you provision for your own personal gain. When Jesus was born, the Bible said he was given three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The three gifts had a spiritual meaning: gold as a symbol of kingship on earth, frankincense and incense as a symbol of deity, and myrrh and embalming oil as a symbol of death. Sometimes this is described more generally as gold symbolizing virtue, frankincense symbolizing prayer, and myrrh symbolizing suffering. The gold had an immediate purpose: to sustain Jesus and his family for the 2 years in Egypt while the decree was in place to slaughter all male children 2 years and younger. Your talent, your charisma, the favor of God, the favor God gave you, those gifts are for his divine purpose. This is why when you know your purpose, it is sometimes best not to reveal it to everyone. Not everyone you know will be happy to see you succeed in life or fulfill the purpose God has for you. This is why sometimes you must let go of a family member or a friend for a season in your life so you can fulfill the purpose God has ordained over your life. I mentioned to someone that every time you attempt to do something in your life that doesn't work out, the question you may ask yourself is why. But if you wait patiently on the Lord, he will begin to make you see that he's not trying to hurt you, but instead he is blessing you by saying no. Your direction will come through your rejection. If you don't receive rejection, you won't see the clear direction. It's the doors God shuts that shows you the doors he opens. The goal is not to wait on the Lord, because you have no choice but to wait. You won't get to the destination until it's time. The key is that while you're waiting, to renew your strength, to mount up on eagle's wings, to run and not be weary. If you can deal with the no's and rejections and still be positive, centered, and focused, you're a person of faith. And if this is not you, but you know you need to be, but have a hard time doing so, get a mentor in your life to help you stay on the path for what God has for you.